This is chapter 26 from 9 months in Tibet. Chapter 26, you can't get a job here. As if in a dream, I got off the bus on the outskirts and walked into Lhasa. I'd started to get used to life in the wilderness, and coming back to the big town felt alien. I felt real appreciation for what normally we take for granted: food, running water, and a bed. My top priority was food. I hadn't had a proper meal in a week, and the thought made my mouth water. Many months before, I'd heard about Jill Kluge, a girl from England who'd worked in Hong Kong and had just got a job at the new Holiday Inn in Lhasa, a big white American-looking spread called Lhasa Hotel. I stood outside it, wondering if they'd let me in, considering that I hadn't washed in a week and was covered in dust and had the hairdo and the beard of a tramp. There were scores of Toyota Land Cruisers and smart minibuses in front of the hotel, and to my surprise, nobody challenged me when I wandered in and stood in the lobby, gaping. The guests all looked smart and wealthy, and some wore trekking gear, as if they were heading into the mountains, but their boots and trousers looked brand new and unused. I asked about Jill Kluge, who was, to my surprise, in the hotel. She was running the restaurant and seemed delighted to meet a fellow Brit. She bought me a yak burger with all the trimmings. As my taste buds were running wild with new sensations, we talked. "You know where I found your name?" I asked. "No." "In Vienna. I was working on a restoration project in a historic building which had been emptied out. One day I explored the palace and found an empty office. There was a telephone in the room, and to my surprise it had a dialing tone. I immediately thought, who can I call? And I remembered Matthew." "How do you know Matthew?" "I don't. But my brother Kim was at school with him in Edinburgh, and he gave me his number in Hong Kong."
"You called him in Hong Kong?"
"Yeah, and he replied. He must have talked for half an hour. I told him I planned to hitchhike to Shanghai, and he told me about you, your school days together in Edinburgh, your work in Hong Kong with Holiday Inn, and this new job in Lhasa. I never thought I'd make it here, so I didn't think much about it at the time. But I did write down your name in my diary, and here I am."
"You're hitching to Shanghai?
How long will you stay in Tibet?"
"Not sure. My visa will run out soon. I was hoping to get a job here, but..."
"A job? Here?
Not much chance of that, I can tell you. You wouldn't believe what a palaver it was for me to get this job. I applied for it in Hong Kong, got interviewed and accepted there, but then it was months and months before my application was approved by the bureaucracy in Beijing. The Chinese are really wary about hiring foreigners. Each hire needs to be approved by a ministry in Beijing, and they like to hire people abroad, not on the ground. They're very fussy about having the right academic qualifications."
"Hmm.
You know what? That little story makes me all the more determined to get a job in Tibet."
"Well, good luck to you.
And you're always welcome here. Fancy another yak burger?"
"Yes, please. I've never tasted anything like it before."
End of chapter 26.